Wait.
Hey, Quang here. If you really wanted to support Cracked Media, you can go to cracked-media.com /shop and buy our merch. The website will be updated with limited time merch that supports all the effort that everyone on the Cracked Media crew
believe him.
Has and will continue to dedicate to the community. Go visit cracked-media.com/shop. And remember, stay cracked.
Hey,
what's good? Mike is in those fields right now. What's going on, guys? Episode 55 XP share coming back at you. Oh my god, are we consistent now? Is this us being consistent again?
50. Is this what 55. They call a routine? Is this what everyone's been going on about? Like, that's crazy.
Feels weird. Can't relate. RIP Quang. Not sure what he's doing today, but I hope he's having fun.
Lots of drugs.
Lots of drugs. Hopefully not.
Because that's what Quang's known for. If I know Quang, and I do, he's high as a cat right now.
For real.
I miss you, Quang.
Shit. I feel like he said what he was doing, but I totally forgot. Let's see. Cracked Media stuff. What do we got today? Crap. Well, Dead by Daylight tournament coming up for those of you who deciphered that little tidbit last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever.
We made it a little obvious towards the end.
It was pretty obvious.
That was a game that was, you know, maybe asymmetrical that included five people.
Oh, so, I need to know. Like, how does it work? Like, how does a competitive Dead by Daylight work? And how balanced is it as well?
So I think it's balancing is a big kind of like community thing to where. I believe there's a dedicated website actually that basically, you know, has the perks and stuff that you're allowed to use and, you know, picks and bans and stuff like that as far as that goes. And then just normal teams, one person plays killer against four survivors from another team kind of thing. It apparently has been pretty popular. The Dev League has been going pretty good. And I think there was a second league that was going as well. So we're kind of jumping into the scene on that point. Just to give you an idea, signups were open for 48 hours and we're full already. So,
okay.
Not a bad start. Not a bad start.
It's not bad. It's an interesting one because I know Dead by Daylight are releasing an update in September that it's been very divisive. It like changes some core mechanics of the game in terms of like the killer targeting people and stuff like that. I'm not massively in on the community, but from what I understand, like, it's a very mixed bag of opinions with how they're handling it apparently. So I'm gonna have to keep my eye on it and see what the hell's going on, but it's great to hear that we got some fucking people for it, because that's different, that's new, that's interesting. I like that.
Oh, they do have the bracket out.
Interesting. I wouldn't have known that was a thing.
Wait. Oh yeah. Balancedbydaylight.com is the
nice.
Is the one they use.
It's a great website name.
I like that.
It's a great website name.
So yeah, dates TBD. But yeah, keep on the look for updates.
I don't know where it is, but there's a joke in there somewhere.
TBD, TBD by DVD. I felt like I had something else, but let's see. Oh, EVC went good. Valorant series by over in the EU. That was pretty nice. I think that was ended up being 96 teams played in that.
Not bad.
So that was a banger. Keep on watch for the YouTube and Twitter for clips rolling out from that. You can also I'll also post another announcement in the Crack Media Discord for the Surge 6, which they're starting signups already, should be starting in September. So we'll get you guys more information on that as well. And then, of course, in talks for a Marvel Rivals Rebirth Circuit number Trace. So that would be fun too.
Hell yeah.
Maybe we'll finally get the FlyQuest versus Sentinels game. Imagine.
Oh yeah.
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe.
But there were some good games last time. Very, very excited for the third season. You know, assuming they want me back.
Yeah, you're coming back.
Fuck yeah, bro. Nah, I love working with those guys. Some very, very fun matches.
It's going to be cool.
Super into that idea.
We got
super into that.
What? Oh.
Just the idea of, like, you know, the tournaments blowing up the way that they are, you know?
Oh, yeah. They're going.
The potential.
Unfortunately, nothing directly correlated with Crack Media as of the last, like, 6 months. But, like, I ain't complaining. Everybody's doing great. Shout out to Tanex. Shout out to EVC. Everybody's been great. Like, I can't think of two better teams to work with for events right now. It's been an amazing road, and things are just going to keep pouring out, including a couple more secrets upcoming in the next few months. So as always, stay tuned to the Discord.
That's a little spicy.
Speaking of spicy, Deadlock's making moves. To say the least.
Man.
To say the absolute least.
We've been gamers for a while, you know what I mean? And we've seen all types of announcements, and we've seen games played in various ways. But, like, the I guess the way that Deadlock is doing it right now is just, I don't know, man, it's unique. I like it, you know? They decided, you know what, we're going to push out, you know, a big fat update, which is something that they've been doing. They've been doing big updates, you know, less frequent updates, but larger updates when they actually happen. And this most recent one, they released 6 new characters.
Six
new characters.
I was there on day one.
Word, right? Like, and to make it even more interesting, I guess to make it so that the players don't, you know, because our spans are so fucked today that if you release 6 new characters at once, literally we're gonna play for a week and then be done with it. You know what I mean? So, basically, what they did was they said, "All right, well, every 2 to 3 days, you'll get a new character." That's what they did.
Oh hell yeah!
So they're the final character by the name of Victor was finally released on Friday, I think it was. But so far, pretty much every character cooks. I mean, they're not all like, OP in the same way. They all have their, you know, have their different things about them. There's a Billy Goat named Billy that is he rams you. So, you know, as a goat would. and then there's a guy named probably the most creative character is a guy named Dorman, who is like a bellboy for a hotel, but he has the abilities where he can he can basically open two doors and create a portal between those two doors. So you can, you know, you can either walk through it or get knocked through it, depending on whatever side of the, you know, of the team that you're on. And I really like it because it's kind of like a nod to Portal when you think about it, right? So I like what Valve is doing there. And I'm pretty sure that the community as a whole feels like Dorman is probably the most interesting character. The skill expression is definitely a thing with Le Dorman. So yeah, man, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun playing this. I mean, I was already hooked on Deadlock before this update, so you guys can imagine just how worse I am. I'm a wreck, you know. I'm a fucking wreck at this moment. my girlfriend thinks I'm gonna leave her, which could happen. I don't know.
You're gonna leave her for Dorman? Yeah. Is that where we're going?
For Dorman? Yeah. Just for Dorman. definitely worth my energy at this moment.
I mean, he says that, but in reality, his thoughts are on Billy.
Word. It's something about those horns, man. I don't know. Something about those horns, dog.
God damn. So these are the same six that we played in like April ish, right? Okay, so six they are
completely new characters.
They are brand new. Okay.
Out of nowhere.
Got it. That makes more sense. I was like, that's a lot of name changes.
Yeah, no. Completely new characters. And the thing is, I thought that when they said they were going to release a bunch of characters, that it was going to be, you know, the people like Raven and I can't think of the other characters, but the characters from the hero testing like you're talking about. And apparently not. They just said, "Psych,
here's more."
Six completely new characters you've never seen before. They're cooking, bro. I mean, that's all I can really say. They're cooking.
Very sick.
And I am very happy with it.
And the thing that like blows my mind too is like a lot of people are still involved with this too. You just notated the player count, which is pretty insane for an early alpha game. That's been early alpha for this long and people are still playing it.
Close alpha at that.
Yeah.
It's like, gotta get an invite to get in. The player count tripled. It's tripled on average. I think it hit like 60K last week or something like that.
That's insane.
Which is really good. I mean, Call of Duty's on, I don't think Call of Duty's hitting 60K on Steam. which is kind of crazy, but
rest in pieces.
It's very impressive to see what they're doing. Once they open this up to the rest of the gaming world, the potential's there, no doubt.
It's gonna be cool. I guess like the big kind of question is, what do you think they're doing right that maybe like other early access guys, you know, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Yeah, Splitgate's early access was a clusterfuck. It was a straight fucking clusterfuck to the point where they are now back in open beta. Right. So what's Deadlock doing right? What's the secret in the sauce?
So, I guess I'll answer for myself and then I'll answer for the community. Right. So, for myself, they've made a game that has combined the two things I love most, which is MOBAs and hero shooters, right? Really isn't besides Paladins, because for those of you who know me, you guys know I was so addicted to Paladins. It's like really the only other game that actually kind of gives you that drug in one package. Then you add on the fact that there's so much verticality in the game, and your opponent can come from anywhere, not just, you know, this like single plane, like it's fucking Smite, which, no shading in Smite, even though it's still a great game. But just like the added layer of, of complexity to the game, it definitely makes it as enjoyable. Like, no two games are the same when I play this. And that makes it so that the game can't become boring when no two games are the same. Like, you're always coming up with some new experience, looking for some new way to become, a better player or to use your character in a different way. Now, I think the community likes the lore a lot. I could not tell you how many games I've been in where someone's playing Doorman and they'll kill someone and they'll go into all chat and say, like, thanks for staying at the something something hotel, leave me a 5-star rating. Or if someone's playing Lash and they have to say something, some sort of quip that sounds like something Lash would say, if he comes down from a rooftop and stumps someone and they're like, Swan Tom Bomb. It's like, I think that the community really loves the lore of Deadlock. And honestly, the way that they've designed these characters, it's phenomenal. Like props. They've done a really good job of giving you characters. Come on, with these abilities, they're not necessarily unique to Deadlock. Besides, I think Doorman might be pretty unique to MOBAs. But you have characters with, fire abilities, characters with ice abilities, characters that can hook you. Like, we've seen these things in MOBAs before. Like, they're not new, but somehow they feel new. And I think Deadlock's doing a really good job of making it feel like it's new.
Mm. Yeah. They got the sauce, dog. They got it.
Got the sauce.
Okay, fan base, that's a secret. Yep. You've appealed to the fan base. You're gonna have a good game. Speaking 100%. Of fan base, CJ.
Speaking of the fans.
My
OnlyFans will be on next week.
hey, yo, so, that's the content we want.
You said we need to up the fucking profits. I got you.
CJ thinking with portals for real.
Yeah. I mean, that's one word for it.
Thinking with portals.
Oh, God.
That's one word for it. Jesus Christ.
Oh, dear. No, I've officially finished Expedition 33. I've not 100%ed it because I missed something in the prologue. So I need to New Game Plus to get the last achievement, but it's art. Like, that's the best way to describe it, right? It is art in its most amazing form. And like, I was never a big Final Fantasy guy, right? I'm not like someone who's really big on all of the other Final Fantasy games. I'm not someone who is massive on turn-based gameplay in general. It gets quite stale quite quickly. But the parry system got me hooked, because once you understand it, right, and imagine this is what a load of Dark Souls players and Elden Ring players with their dodging and parrying and all that. Like, I imagine this is kind of what they get. Like, once you get it, you are hooked. And it's, I could talk about it for hours. I'm not going to, because I understand that, like, we all gotta be in bed at some point today. But, oh, like, it's got a star-studded cast, right? It's got Ben Starr, it's got Jennifer English and Devora of Baldur's Gate fame.
I didn't know that.
I forgot the name of the guy that plays him, but the guy who plays Daredevil, something Cox, he is in the game. And the one of the main villains, I'll say one of the main villains, because it's a plot thing. One of the main villains, Renoir, is voiced by Andy Serkis. And for those who might not be fully aware, Andy Serkis plays Gollum in Lord of the Rings.
Badass.
And it's...
Badass.
But it's such a weird thing seeing Andy Serkis, you know, who is Gollum, be this very serious, very sort of two-sided character in a way that only Andy Serkis can do. The music is it, like, genuinely, there is something in this game for everybody. If you like, if you are in it for really addictive, simple gameplay that can become very, very, very complicated when you start to get into it, it's got that. If you want to stick it on easy mode and just experience a story, it's got that. If you just want to exist in a world that is so beautiful to look through and find secrets in, it's got that. If you like to hate yourself and fight awful, awful bosses that you'll spend 6 fucking days on because holy shit, it's fucking impossible, it's got that. If you like just a great fucking soundtrack, it's got that. Like, there's something in this game for everybody. And it is an emotional roller coaster. And it's one of those games that really does change the way I look at things as a consumer. Because I got it on Game Pass, because I didn't know anything about it other than the cinematic trailer that I saw from, I think it was the Game Awards or the Summer Games Fest or something. I was like, oh, I'll pick that up. And, you know, I played it and I got and I bought it. Because this is a company that deserves your money. And I truly mean that, because they give a shit. They really, really give a shit. And it's so good. It's so good. It's just good, man. And you know what? With like in an era of gaming where, like, you know, you get a few good gems, but there's a lot of mediocre stuff coming out and it all feels very samey. Like, this has been a really good year for video games. And it's nice to be able to say that, right? Because, you know, you've got Deadlock for those who are into that. You've got Marvel Rivals for people who are into that. You've got Battlefield 6. You've got Expedition 33. You've got, you know, all these sort of new and interesting IPs that are starting to come out. Like, it's... I am so glad that Expedition 33 came out before GTA 6. And I know it's a meme, but genuinely, it means that this game can get its flowers. Because as good as it is, if it came out in the same year as GTA 6, like, it would have had people who absolutely adore it, and then it would have been buried by everyone else who's playing GTA 6. But people get to enjoy this game, and it gets to have its flowers because it's so fucking... It will make you laugh, and then an hour later it will make you cry, and then an hour later you'll be laughing again. It's that kind of game. And it treads such a fine line, but it does it so perfectly. And you've got to go into it blind, because otherwise it ruins everything about the game. Like, and I mean completely blind. There's spoilers within the first hour of the game.
Okay.
It's so good. Fuck Simon, but it's so good. God, that boss is awful. I spent all week fighting that boss. Genuinely, I had to put everything on hold because it was the last boss in the game that I hadn't beaten, other than like the final mission of the game. And I was, you know, Kat was sat there. Other people were coming in and out of calls, but I was there all week just trying to beat this fucking guy. And I did it. And it felt so good.
Maybe I'll demo it tonight.
You should. You really.
Yeah,
really
it's should. It's a turn-based game, right?
It is. So it's turn-based as a base thing, but it has got the parrying and dodging of Sekiro and Lies of P and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, so.
But it's, you know, all like context sensitive, right?
Yeah. Like each character, you know, each enemy you face will telegraph their moves differently. Yeah, you know, and every character, like there are five or six characters in the party at any one time. Every single one of them is a different battle mechanic. So it's not that sort of, and again, I don't know how it is in Final Fantasy, but it's not that like Pokemon thing of you just master the strongest move. You hit flamethrower until the thing is dead, right? Mm-hmm, like every single character handles differently. They can unlock different weapons that interact with their abilities differently. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you will play your character one way and then you might completely respec them for a different thing. I'm pretty sure every character's got a way to one-shot every boss in the game if you, like, really go in and, like, figure it out and do all the math and shit. It is very complicated at a, like, for the first few hours. The perk system, I'll call it, is very, but what I get, once you get it, and once your mind sort of, once you get your mind around it, you'll start to unlock some really fun combinations. And if nothing else, at least get to the Eskie bit, because we love Eskie.
All right, that's the one thing I haven't heard so many people be hyped about a single player game in a long while. Like there's always like those, you know, those Elden Ring people. I mean, I'd say like the Arkham series was kind of on par, but like, I don't know, just like some major, you know, what was the other one?
Baldur's Gate 3 was probably the most recent one.
I'd say that's kind of comparable too, but I was thinking of like Wolong and stuff like that. Though, like those niche ones, they're kind of like, where, you know, we're here for the IP, but we like, you know, we like the game, we like the style kind of thing. I haven't heard so much like positive reciprocation for a game, basically since Baldur's Gate 3, honestly. So again, that just kind of makes me more excited to play it.
It's like, I think the thing that gets me is like, this is their first game, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. It's a bunch of people that left Ubisoft to create this passion project. The lead writer, I'm pretty sure, originally auditioned to be a voice actor, and that, you know, circumstances lead to the fact that they're now the lead writer. The lead composer on the game, they were found on a very, very, very niche forum. I'm talking like a forum that was made in 2012 kind of niche forum, with a single SoundCloud track to their name, and they have genuinely made, and I know what I'm about to say is heresy, but this guy has made a soundtrack that rivals the likes of Star Wars, rivals the likes of Jurassic Park, rivals the likes of Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings. Like, it is that level where, like, it, the OST alone deserves so much respect, right? Because you think, oh, you know, a video game soundtrack, it's got like three or four really, really good songs, and then, you know, the rest are like, yeah, they're fun, but like every single song on this OST is so unique and different, and like they really play with how they make their music. It's so, it's indie in all the right ways. It's so fun. I think that's the biggest thing is it's just a load of fun. And it breaks your heart and beats you down and bruises you and then tells you to get up and but it's so fun. And you know, it's a really grounding story that I think everyone can get something out of, because on one hand it is a story about grief, but it's also a really beautiful story about art and what art should mean to people. And I love that. I love that.
That's so good.
And it's very difficult to make a good narrative like about art as a creative thing, and they fucking did it.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah. Right? I genuinely, the fact that this has come out in like the AI art era is sort of a lot of people like best time for it to come out, because it does just show you how important art is as a medium and as a thing that we should protect and respect and understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you are an artist of any kind, I think you will really, I think there are parts of this game that will really resonate with you. Both as a creator, but also as a consumer of it. There's just, it's lovely. And it's awful, but it's lovely. So yeah, no, absolutely. Get on it, J-Dog. It will, I promise you, it's worth it.
See you guys in a month.
And you know what? If you don't like it,
see you guys in a month.
Like, then I will work for you for free for the rest of my life. That's how confident I am. I'm down to make that a real, real deal.
Sure. Yeah, it's the way you explain games for me, you know what I mean? it's the way you explain the games that makes me want to play them. Mm. You know what I mean? That's
I mean,
because it wouldn't be the first time that CJ has explained like why he loves the game, and I'm like in the middle of finding it, like searching it up, like, yeah, let me download real quick.
I mean, you got Game Pass too, don't you?
No, I don't.
Oh. Damn. Yes, I shouldn't be surprised.
I do not.
For some reason, I still do. I don't know why. I don't even fucking... Maybe Sea of Thieves every now and then. Maybe I think I just down. Oh shit! That's why my hard drive's full. I think I still got Master Chief Collection on here. That would explain it.
That'll do it, mate.
Fuck. But yeah, I'm excited. I'll probably most likely try it tonight if I have time. If I'm not like in excruciating fucking pain, I guess. I don't know. just add on to it. Shit, what else? Oh, did you guys go over any of these articles at all?
I was reading a few of them. Yeah, I know a bit about like the. Why I say I know about it. Like I have been hearing a lot about the Marvel Rivals stuff.
Oh, I know. I know there's one announcement that Juice wants to probably take the reins on.
Ooh yeah, man! That juicy skate, man. Listen, I was always someone who really enjoyed playing skate back in the day. And so seeing that they were doing this, you know, playtest with the new skate had me so excited for it. I did get the chance to play, you know, play it as well. And it not only does it like feel like classic skate, but they have made the little things about the mechanics and like the graphics and just like the way that your human interacts with the city that much more better. Like, they basically got the little things right with Skate this time around. I'm having a blast playing it. If you like Skate in the past, no reason why you won't like Skate now. No reason why you won't like it now. You just got to get in there. Get in there and play it. You'll love it. I mean, it's skateboarding, man. Come on. Yeah.
You want to go skateboards?
No. Now, the thing is, I actually suck at skateboarding. I'm actually terrible at skateboarding, but maybe that's why I liked playing Skate so much.
That's why we always had to live games.
Yeah, I always had to live vicariously through the game because I was never good at skating IRL, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, it's a lot of fun though, man. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Early access on September 16th. That seems so early, dude. Like, already. Already. The one I was looking at is the sale of Evo ownership.
Mm.
Evo is no longer solely owned by Sony Entertainment. They have officially, I guess, sold the ownership stake to a company called Nodwin, which I guess is a South Asian-based company who's, I guess, been in the scene for a while. It's really interesting, honestly. Let's just say everybody's half-half, as if we're really surprised that the FGC is always split on some kind of decision that happens. but yeah, that's a huge one. Like Sony stepping down and giving Evo to somebody else is kind of big. And I honestly wonder where it goes at this point.
Yeah, I wonder what their intentions are. I mean,
there was even one Twitter comment that was like, "Does this mean Smash can come back to Evo?" and then right below there was another tweet. It's like, I bet Nintendo still doesn't let Smash back in Evo. See, two sides of the coin. It's always FGC always has something to split in half about. God bless them.
Always.
Please, for the love of God, I never want Smash to come back. I mean, yeah, it always
will.
It's been an interesting road, but we'll see where this new company goes with it.
Interesting.
What are you expecting? What do you think they might do?
Well, from what I've been the little that I did read on it, it's I don't think the company has direct ties to EWC, but I wouldn't be surprised if that does become a thing in the future, to where the FGC officially comes to EWC. So that, I mean, again, something else that's split down the line between everybody. Love EWC, hate EWC, but like they are providing global, like insane global visibility to esports. And there is something to be said about that.
Any publicity is good publicity, right, guys?
At least that's what they say.
Indeed.
Well, too, Smash.
Well, no one would lie.
What, Smash?
No one would ever lie about that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I play. Hold on, let me read that again. I play Rivals 2 and Smash Bros. Smash. Oh, yeah. That's the other thing is like. I always go back to like the whole when it comes to a Smash debate is like at the end of the day, the developers never intended for Smash to be like a competitive title. So when people start complaining that it is at an event or it's not at an event, it's like, again, two sides of the coin. FGC is always going to be split on something.
Of course.
People play their games. Like there's a reason there's multiple games out there. Is choose your game, love your game, stop hating on what other people play. Like it's that simple. let bygones be bygones. Let's see, what up?
Bring multiverses to EWC! That's all I gotta say.
Oh, the comeback of the century, man.
Bring it to EWC, brother.
That'd be a fucking wild return. That's like...
Bro. Fucking imagine, dude.
Prove the haters wrong, bro.
Holy shit. That would be like the news for the next, like, 5-10 years.
Yeah, prove them wrong.
What was this Battlefield? So Battlefield 6 closed beta is already starting to test server browser and player-owned servers. So, I mean, as if we're surprised that was going to be a thing. But I mean, they're starting off strong. They're already testing it in closed beta. So, hats off. They stop stepping on your toes. Yeah, for real. Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's always going to be a back and forth. Everybody's going to have their positive and negatives. It's never a win situation. But yeah, I mean, when's the last time you heard of like a game testing like peer to player server connections in a closed beta, like beforehand? That's kind of wild.
Shit can get crazy.
As much as I want to play Battlefield 6, I don't know, man. Multiplayer is it's a weird bubble nowadays, to say the least.
Honestly, well, what do you mean? You think it might be like not enjoyable?
I mean, I just think it's going to be another COD thing as far as like small groups of people. It's like, hey, let's all get this game and play it for like a week and then never touch it again. And then all of a sudden you're sitting there with a game in your library that you have to either play multiplayer solo or not play at all.
Yeah, that's always a possibility. Because we always get really hyped about it and we're like, let's play. And then it's like, 2 weeks later, like, huh?
Let's go to work.
Good luck.
I guess it's like with the whole, like, you know, obviously their beta did very, very well, but I guess it is the question of, like, you know, will it survive the hype? You see, you know, there are two games that are very, very good at sort of we can look at, right? Marvel Rivals is a game that survived the initial hype and has continued to thrive in the way that it has. Obviously, there is some debacle with the matchmaking, and it makes, you know, but overall, the game is still doing very, very well. Whereas, you know, you look at, let's say, Concord.
Yeesh.
That's a game that didn't even survive its own fucking beta. Realistically.
Yeah, literally.
Bingo card.
There it is. So I guess for me, I'm kind of looking at all of this and I'm like, I could see Battlefield doing very well because I know that it has been very, very popular in its like early days and its open beta. So I'll be keeping my eye on it. Not played it myself. You know, for me, multiplayer games are kind of just like it's been out for a week and already there's a meta that everyone's using, right? And I feel like that's the case with a lot of multiplayer games. Is like, it's very easy these days to learn what the correct way to play is.
Freaking YouTube.
Yeah, TikTok, YouTube, fucking Instagram. Everyone's like, because all these kids that have the time to be able to spend 15 hours on a game the day it comes out and test all the fucking numbers. And I've barely got time to fucking boot up a game of Bellatro these days. shit, man. But I genuinely think Battlefield will be alright. Yeah. I think there are a lot of games these days that I get concerned for. Battlefield, I can quite comfortably and also quite happily say, I don't think that's one of them. I think that is a game that will survive very, very comfortably.
Wholeheartedly, that's probably why Deadlock's still going too, is because there's not one singular meta per se, right? You're always adapting to something, and I think all of us here know that Valve's probably going to be so on top of it that they're going to be like, all right, season two, this fire rate item doesn't do shit anymore, so here's a new item. Like, there's going to be some drastic changes because they're going to want to keep this game alive, and that's going to keep it alive.
That's how you do it.
No doubt to it.
Sure, that's how you do it, man. It's a fair point. I think that you basically just have to find ways to keep the community interested, you know. Along with what you mentioned about the builds as well, like, not only, I mean, there are quote unquote meta builds, or, you know, it's, you know, the most optimal way to play a character is like this. But when you're the 90% of players, you know, the casuals, somebody found a troll build online and was like, oh, I can, you know, create, you know, like a weapon build for a character that's totally meant to be played as a spirit character, but it doesn't necessarily matter. If you build it right, you can be just as effective playing weapon, and you'll piss off people in the lobby, but it won't matter because you're having the time of your life playing the game. It's not like the way that it's not meant to be played. That's kind of what keeps it fresh. You know, there's always something new happening.
I mean, look at, I think that's the thing too, is just like keeping it fresh, keeping it new. I mean, like, would Apex still be going if it didn't have fucking seasonal updates and stuff like that? Like, if they didn't have gun changes every fucking season? Like we say a lot here, we're at the societal aspect of limited Jesus Christ, I was just gonna fucking short attention spans. The more you can supplement that with new stuff, the more successful your game's gonna be, the more interested somebody's gonna be. Cause I mean, sure, there's gonna be that small amount of people who are like, fuck, I just made a build for this guy, it was so perfect, blah 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 blah, but then they're gonna shut the fuck up and relearn the fucking character if they care about the game, right? Relearn the character, relearn the items, and it's like, I think that's also the thing, is like, you can't have too much time in between those kinds of spaces as well. I think Siege was kind of at fault for that, if I remember correctly, is like they would make a big change on like a bunch of characters, and it would be like 3 to 6 months long, and people would just get disinterested. And then again, it's that adapt to that short attention span, but also like stay away from the repetitiveness, right?
Sure. Yeah. Like it's the direction that we're kind of going in. I will say this: there's still millions of people that play Call of Duty, right? So it's not like the constant repetitive same old isn't interesting to a certain player base or a certain demographic. But I think there's definitely a different group of players who looking to find things that are kind of, people are just getting through content so fast nowadays, fast. And you just gotta, I don't know. I feel like everyone's like on this rush to like see the content first and unlock everything that they can first. And just so they can say that they're the world's first to do it. I mean, just wait till Black Ops 7 comes out and Zombies is released. How many world's first posts are we gonna hear about? Like, oh gosh. But then what? Right? Is there any replay value, or are you now like, all right, well, what's next?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh, shit.
Guess there's only one way to find out, boys. Let's go.
Next time on XP Share.
I've already got my tutorial for the Black Ops 9 Zombies map. That's ready to go out next week.
Black Ops 9?
Yeah. I got early access to it. It's going to be fucking mint, lads.
Oh, fuck, dude. It's going to be like that someday. Fucking, just like, the AI is going to be so fucking fucking just like predicting content, so to speak.
I mean, it's already doing that, though, isn't it? Like, and that's kind of like the upsetting thing, is there's already the correct way to do all this shit. And I'm just fucking sat here like, bro, I just want to fucking enjoy myself, like.
But let me just play my games, dog.
I'm trying to be chill, bro. Just relax.
Of course.
But, you know.
I'm about to go do the opposite of that.
You're about to go do the opposite of that?
Yep.
Enjoy.
Go race a bunch of adults that don't know how to drive. As usual.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just, you know, my girlfriend's really into cars, like in like the racing scene, like F1. And she's been like teaching me little tidbits here and there. I watched the F1 movie. And I also watch Ford versus Ferrari. Even if you're not, because again, I'm not into like racing at all. Great movies, like excellent movies. Mm-hmm. Go check them out. Really, really, really good movies. Tell me a little bit that I didn't even know about the whole scene. Very, very, very cool stuff. But yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. I hope you have fun. We need to talk about that because there's something coming up out here in December. If you guys want to go to that.
Okay.
I almost said fuck it and went to fucking Utah last week because there was an event out there, and I was just like, ooh, do I drive all the way out there?
Somewhat interested.
But yeah, if you guys, I think there's obviously Sacramento's too far, but if you Google. If you guys want to just like do go-karting bullshit, we'll search for K1 literally.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've done that in Sacramento.
Yeah, it's that's kind of what I've been doing. There's
official. I did that in Vegas too.
Yeah, yeah. They got a couple locations. There's an official race next Sunday, so I'm just trying to get ready for that, I guess.
Oh, okay. Going to big dogs.
Yeah. Well, apparently
we're trying to roll with the big dogs.
Huh? I was kind of apprehensive about it for a while, but then somebody said there's national competitions for up to $25,000 prize pools. So I was like, oh.
Oh. You said how much?
Well then.
Looks like I know what I'm doing. I know.
But yeah. Throw you guys a shit in chat. We will be back hopefully in 2 weeks for episode 5-6.
56.
Ay, ay, ay.
56. That's a lot, buddy. That's a lot.
Thanks everybody for hanging out. Keep up on updates in the Discord. Love y'all. Adeuces.
Hey, Quang here. I hope you're enjoying the XP Share podcast. If you agree with my takes, you should tell everyone in the Cracked Media Discord. If you disagree, you should go to the Cracked Media Discord and find CJ_Zephyr. And only tell him. Privately. Thank you.